You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yo, what up, Jaguar fans? It's your man, Tony Wiggins, with the Friday drive time edition of Locked On Jaguars. And, you know, we do it every day here on Locked On Jaguars because it's your team every day. If you're a new listener, hopefully you'll be a new subscriber. I've been covering the Jaguars now for 9 years here in Jacksonville. And what we do here is we record here on Locked On Jaguars every single day, a new episode every single day. Sometimes I do it different times of day. Sometimes I put them out in the morning. Sometimes I put them out in the afternoon. A lot of times on Friday, I put them out in the evening for drive time, and I call it a weekend podcast because I wait and see if I can catch something on the afternoon news cycle, especially at this time of the year, because I'm wanting to get the news out first to the fans when something happens, because we're looking forward to free agency. So this is the last show that we'll have before the free agency tampering period starts on Sunday. And, of course, we'll be breaking news all weekend and doing some special one-minute hits if we hear about any news on Sunday. So be looking forward to those. But, yeah, we do this every day, and you can subscribe wherever you get your podcast. They're all over the place. All over the place here on the Locked On Podcast Network. So we got a few things we'll run through today for you guys for the weekend. Here in the first segment, I'll talk about the fact that a lot is being made of the fact that Urban Meyer did not make his way up to North Dakota and watch Trey Lance work out. First of all, I used to be stationed in North Dakota. Who wants to go to North Dakota in March when you can be in Florida and it's 75 degrees? We'll make of that whatever we will, and I'll probably tell you guys not to make a whole bunch of it. But in the second segment, I'm going to look at those five quarterbacks, and I'm going to make a comparison based on the guys that Urban Meyer's had in the past, and I'm going to tell you who I think actually, if they were high school guys, which one I think Urban would probably be the most attracted to. The guy that if he watched high school tape, he'd probably tell his recruiters, go get me that guy. Based on style and based on what we've seen him do in the past. And then, of course, in the third and final segment, we'll go over the fact that this is lying season a little bit and how the differences between Urban Meyer and this staff and the last regime is probably the fact that we don't know. The last regime, what they used to do is they would say something and it would not be a lie. It just wouldn't be the entire story. We don't know now if these guys throw you smoke screens. Caldwell and that crew, they never threw smoke screens. Whatever they told you was the absolute truth. And they just didn't reveal all the information. Sometimes GMs tell you something and it's to throw you off, to get you off the beaten path, or it's a little bit misleading. Well, they didn't do that. This regime may be, we haven't figured out if that's what they do or not. So that's why, you know, I'm saying that sometimes you can try to get to the point where you make too much out of something and more out of something than it should be with this new regime, and we'll try to figure that out. But back to today and some of the workouts. There's workouts today at North Dakota State and workouts today at Oklahoma. The Jaguars did have a contingent in Oklahoma watching those guys, the defensive end Perkins, the edge rusher, as well as a couple of offensive linemen at Oklahoma working out. You know, you can read into it whatever you want. Over the years, I found out from some former players that they were drafted early by Jacksonville, didn't get an interview at the combine, one, didn't get a visit at a pro day, never talked to the team and got picked. And then there were guys that got interviews, got pro day visits, got invited to the facilities. You know, teams used to be able to invite 30 guys to the facility. Got all of that and didn't get picked by the teams that they visited. So, you know, sometimes that stuff is a smokescreen. Sometimes that stuff is to throw you off. Urban Meyer, you know, it was talked about last week when he was looking at Trey Lance. Why are they looking at Trey Lance? Fans went ballistic that they weren't looking at Trey Lance. And then the explanation was that, at least for me, it was like, well, he's evaling. So it's eval time. That's what you do, right? Well, then today, Trey Lance had a great workout. And they weren't there. So now there were folks hitting me up. Hey, Wig, it's eval time. Why wasn't he there? He chose to go to the Players' Championship, and I guess he's doing some PR out at the Players' Championship, but they didn't send anybody up there. This tells me that either, one, they absolutely are not going to take him. Two, don't read it too much into whether they send somebody to a workout or they don't send somebody to a workout. Three, they didn't send anybody to a workout with Zach Wilson because he hasn't had one. The only person they saw work out was Trevor Lawrence at quarterback. The only thing we know that they did with Zach Wilson was Zoom interview him twice. So that's what we were talking about and we were comparing it to. So it's really not an apples to apples situation. It's apples to oranges. They didn't go to Zach Wilson's workout. He didn't have a workout yet. So they may not go to his workout if he has one. We still don't know if they're going to go to another quarterback workout. He was evaluating Zach Wilson based on it was eval time. So they were doing Zoom calls with Zach Wilson. Nobody said they went to his workout. The fact is that they were talking to him and people started going ballistic. Why are they vetting Zach Wilson so much? Maybe at some point they'll do a Zoom call with Trey Lance. And then that still will be the same thing that they've done with Zach Wilson. So sometimes we have to watch ourselves when we go overboard when we hear or see things. This is only the second quarterback out of all those guys that's had a private workout. Maybe they have no intention of going to see any other quarterback work out. Maybe they won't. So, yeah, it's not the same thing. We don't know if it's going to be the same thing. Once it is, then we can discuss it and dissect it. So a lot of people are, why didn't they go up to North Dakota State and watch Dylan Radunz? They went to Clemson and they watched those guys. I guess they decided they weren't going to go and watch Dylan Radunz. And maybe that doesn't mean that they're not going to pick him. There's going to be a lot of guys that they don't go watch that they might end up drafting. I doubt if everyone that they draft is someone that they go see at a pro day workout. Just don't try to read too much into it. Some things did happen today. Tyler Shatley signed his 45th contract with the Jaguars. He'll be in his 45th season with the Jaguars, and I'm saying that tongue in cheek. Isn't it weird, though, that all of the guys that Dave Caldwell drafted or got that he kind of hung on to and clung on to, and everyone says how awful of a job he did, the Jaguars are keeping him. Cam Robinson got a franchise tag. That's a Dave Caldwell pick. Tyler Shatley, who continued to get signed to extension after extension after extension. Well, he got another one. Trey Herndon, the guy that replaced Jalen Ramsey. He got another extension today. There's some talent on here. You heard Urban say there's some talent. You heard Urban say this is a great situation. Well, somebody had to make that situation great, and they created it. They had to lose a lot to get that, but it is a great situation, right? They've raved about James Robinson. They've talked and spoken well about a lot of position groups on the team, Josh Allen. The only thing that they've said they have really good receivers. They said, yeah, they got to fix, you know, the defensive line, and they got to redo the tight end groups, and got some work to do with the defensive backs. But isn't it amazing, though, that for a guy that was run out of town by a lot of fans, and then Urban comes in and he's going to do all of this fixing, and the first three things he does is he retains players that the other guy picked? Maybe Dave Caldwell's biggest curse or biggest problem was the coaches he picked. Maybe some people around here have heard before, when asked about certain coaches, well, I don't know if I can get that guy to come here. Maybe one of Dave Caldwell's biggest problems is convincing Shad Khan to do what Urban Meyer is asking Shad Khan to do now, and that's think bigger and be the best and hire the best of the best and hire the biggest staff and have a big and do all of and fix the facilities. And maybe Dave didn't have the cachet to go ask Shad Khan for all of those things. And maybe the whole time that we were sitting here saying Shad Khan needed to do more, you were right. But maybe Dave just wasn't the guy to go asking for it. Anybody ever think about that? Because the biggest things that Urban Meyer has done here and the biggest things that he's promised that he's going to do is go in and make the staff bigger, ask for excellence, demand that there be more money spent in the front office, and ask for bigger and better things to make this a bigger destination. Because as of right now, he has the same personnel guy that Dave had as an assistant in Trent Baalke, hasn't changed. He has the pick at number one that he inherited from Dave Caldwell. He hasn't added one thing other than a huge coaching staff and a bunch of ideas that Dave Caldwell didn't leave him. So maybe this whole time Shad Khan should have been doing more. And maybe Dave didn't have the ideas or the cachet to ask for these things. Anybody ever think about that? Because we're happy around here and Urban hasn't done one thing yet. I want you to think about that as we head to a Friday and get ready for our second segment on a Friday edition of Locked On Jaguars. And I'll have more and we'll talk about the quarterbacks and make some comparisons to Urban Meyer's past quarterbacks with some of the guys that's in the draft right now. And I'll do it here in just a second on Locked On Jaguars. After I tell you guys about betonline.ag, betonline.ag is the best and the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Football might be over, but NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are in full swing. And BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. And BetOnline has you covered for all news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website and use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Use the promo code LOCKEDON to access the 50% off on your first deposit at betonline.ag. All right, man, so Locked On Jaguars here on a Friday, and I got to remind you about Locked On Today, the Locked On Today podcast. It's every day, man. It's with you every day with my man Peter Bukowski. He brings it to you and gives you all of the news. On the one-year anniversary of the NBA shutting down due to COVID and an NCAA team is forced out of the NCAA tournament due to a positive test. Get more of the sports news you need in less time with the Locked On Today podcast. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the radio.com app or wherever you get your podcasts. It was pretty bad news today about college basketball. You had a couple of teams now. I think it was Duke and then Virginia. They both had to back up out of that tournament. So we hope that that goes off without any more glitches. Looking at these quarterbacks, I started doing some tape eval, some further tape eval. I had already looked at them all, but I wanted to take another little look-see because everyone had been talking about them all. I looked at Trevor, who's going to be a Jaguar. I don't have any doubt about that. I took another little look at Zach Wilson. I'm going to tell you something about Zach Wilson. I'm going to give you this. If it works and he's good, it's gonna be big, and I'll tell you why it's gonna be big. Because not only if he's gonna be good, if he's good, it's not just gonna be just because he's good. It's gonna be good, and it's gonna be wildly entertaining. Because of how he plays, there's a Favre-ish sort of deal with him. If he's good, it's going to be magnified because of how he goes about it. So it'll be fun. He's going to be a guy they're going to put on TV all the time because he does these wild and quirky things. You know what I'm saying? So it'll be fun, and he'll have this Favre-ish Mahomes, but even more so than Mahomes, it'll be this wild, crazy Brett Favre type, Johnny Manziel from college type deal, and it'll be just this big fun thing that they'll do all the time with him. It's going to be fun. So if he's any good, it's going to be fun, and you can best believe that depending on where he goes, they're going to push and try to make that thing way bigger than it is. Like, and I'm not saying it's not going to be because he's not going to be good, because if he is good, I'm just saying they're going to blow it up even further, especially if he's in a marquee city. I like what I see from Trey Lance. I'm not going to lie to you. I absolutely do. And I'm not going to sit here and compare him to another black quarterback, because they always do that. I've always liked Justin Fields. I like him too. And I like Mac Jones too. I don't think a quarterback that plays like Mac Jones is a dinosaur. I think a quarterback that plays like Mac Jones, you just have to make sure you call plays for a guy that plays like Mac Jones. There's still a lot of quarterbacks in the league that play that way and that can be successful. You have to game plan and you have to do for him just what you do for the quarterbacks who are the mobile guys. You have to just call offense for guys like that. I think all five of those guys are going to be really good, and I think combined with what's already in the league is headed in a real good spot. And then you add in guys like Sam Howell coming in next year, I think it's going to be great. All right? So, when you add all of that stuff in, I'll tell you this. When I look back, I did this as an exercise. When I look back at Urban Meyer's past, if I was looking at Urban Meyer when he was coaching in high school, if I was looking back at Urban Meyer when he was coaching, not in high school, in college, and if these guys, if I could take their tape and I could juxtapose it and I could make it, if I could make it him recruiting for either Florida, or I could make it him recruiting for Ohio State. Looking back at JT Barrett, Cardale Jones, Braxton Miller, Tim Tebow, Cam Newton, if I could assign one guy, one, and I could say he looks at one of those guys and he says, go get me that guy. The guy that I think he would die for, if I base it on what I see, is Trey Lance. And this doesn't necessarily factor in competition levels, because you factor that stuff. If I factor in competition level, I might not change, because if you look at competition level, Urban never went to South Florida and got a quarterback, and he never went to the state of Texas and got a quarterback, and he never – well, I think he signed Jeff. I think he was going to get Jevin Snead, but he didn't come. I think that was him. It might not have been. But he never went to, like, California and got a quarterback. And JT Barrett wasn't the most dynamic quarterback, but he chose guys that he thought had certain qualities. When I just watch him physically, the guy to me that looks the most like the kind of guy – now keep this in mind. Urban Meyer chose Dwayne Haskins over Joe Burrow. He thought Dwayne Haskins was better than Joe Burrow, and Dwayne Haskins had a great career. He thought JT Barrett was better than Cardale Jones. He thought John Brantley, to a certain degree, and I know there were other factors, was better than Cam Newton. To me, I think if you could look, and I want you guys to do this for an exercise, and I'm not trying to scare you guys and say he's making the wrong decision, but what I am telling you is everybody makes mistakes. I'm not saying that Trevor Lawrence is a mistake. I don't think he is. I'm with him on this one. And I think this is a no-brainer. And I think this shows you that Urban is adjusting his thinking to the NFL, and he's not using the college stuff. And this is why I'm saying this, because a lot of people have thought, well, he's a college coach. This actually justifies my opinion of Urban saying that he's going to be different on the NFL level. Because on the NFL level, I actually believe that Trevor Lawrence is the guy for the NFL more than any of the rest of them. Because I think if you look at Urban's old way of thinking, I think he'd take Trey Lance before he took anybody else. Just go watch the tape, and you'll see what I'm saying. Twitter, at Shop Talking Wig, and let me know. Hit me up on my Twitter, at Shop Talking Wig, and let me know. This is going to be a brief, short segment. I'm going to go into my third segment, and I'm going to tell you why I don't think you need to worry too much about trying to psychologically figure out what the Jaguars are doing and are not doing and why they haven't made a move on some of these guys that's been released in free agency. And I'll do that in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars. Got to tell you about rockauto.com, though. Rockauto.com is a place for you to go get car parts or accessories for any make and any model, any vehicle, any type that you have in your household. And they've been doing it for 2 decades, and you need to go to rockauto.com. And when you pull up on rockauto.com, they're going to ask you, how did you hear about us? Put Locked On in that box, because that lets them know that we sent you to rockauto.com. Here's how it works. Instead of you going to a chain store and standing up there asking some guy to get you parts, and then you having to pull a core and answer all these questions you don't know, you just type on a computer, use your keyboard, and guess what? In a matter of days, your parts are delivered to your front door. You're going to save a bunch of money at rockauto.com. Just like if you're a professional, they're not going to treat you like you're some do-it-yourselfer. So go to rockauto.com, and you'll get parts and accessories for any make or any model. I mean, anything you want from a vehicle, they have it. It's rockauto.com, and tell them Lock On sent you. All right, man, so if you're trying to make some bets on some games this weekend, you need to listen to Locked On Bets before you do it. And your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling, they host that show, and they're going to give you daily picks, some blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's Lock of the Day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast, brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get your podcast. Look, don't look too much into the fact that Janoris Jenkins, I told you guys this yesterday, that Janoris Jenkins and Dunbar and all of these guys and anybody else that ever played for Percy Harvin and Tim Tebow, anybody else that's ever played for Urban Meyer, the fact that they have not signed here. And I know there's this thinking that Urban Meyer has not used Trent Baalke, or that Trent Baalke is just somehow the errand boy over there for Urban Meyer. While it is Urban Meyer's show, don't think for 1 minute that Urban Meyer is not using Trent Baalke and that staff and that scouting staff for their expertise. He is. He would not be at the Players' Championship chilling right before free agency and the draft starts if he is not delegating the authority of the draft and of free agency, especially in a year or in this time, in this day and age right now, where you can't go put fresh eyes and really go out and put hands on guys and these prospects in a year that he says is so, so important and he wants to win so bad. He's really leaning and delegating this authority to Trent Baalke. And it's almost disrespectful for people to think that Baalke doesn't, or he's not doing anything. That's not true. That's not true. He's doing it under Urban's direction. And I'm sure they're working hard and they're working long, long hours. But let's not try to get too far into the psyche of understanding what we think they're going to do. Because we ain't going to have to do that too much longer anyway. Because in less than 48 hours or somewhere thereabouts, when the tampering period starts, we're going to know exactly the direction that this football team is going to go. And they're going to start going. Are you going to be upset or surprised if you see a lot of guys on this football team that you saw last year in key roles, and then they're just coaching them differently, and they're taking a different approach? Will we at some point look back and say it wasn't necessarily the GM, but it was his choice of who he was coaching? Will we end up starting to go back and rank Dave Caldwell and Shai Khan as more of a problem? I'm sorry, Doug Marrone and Shai Khan as more of a problem than we were, than we did the guy who was actually picking the players. It's going to be interesting when we take a retrospective look at who we actually look back as at who was the biggest problem. When we look back at, to see who they retained. So far, it doesn't look like the GM was the biggest problem. I'm telling you. It looked like they missed on a quarterback, and it looked like they missed on who what coaches they were hiring. And I'm a firm believer that sometimes you can't hire coaches because it's hard to get people to come here, and it has absolutely nothing to do with you as the GM. Coaches come here because of ownership and their commitment to win. A GM can go beg a coach to come here all day, and if a coach doesn't want to come because he thinks that an organization does not want to win, there is nothing you can do. And I am telling you, I have had somebody look me in my face and tell me if I can get that person to come here when there was a coaching opening. That person was Dave. I asked Dave about a certain coach when this was in limbo twice. I asked him, he said, if we can get that person to come here. Now, who says that? How can you not get a person to come here? Was it because you thought it was they thought it was a lame duck situation? Was it because there was a bad reputation about Jacksonville? Was it because there was some perception that ownership wasn't committed to winning? What was the perception? Can we use deductive reasoning and say that it's reasonable that people thought that, and that's why Urban Meyer came in here and said, if I come, we need to do this, 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 and this, and this, and all of a sudden now Shai Khan says, okay, we'll do it? There's a long list, and you got the coach talking about facilities and new stadiums. I mean, that's a lot, man. You got a coach who has hired all of these new coaches and created positions for the – they've changed the entire organizational structure down there. Tom Coughlin didn't even do that. So it's amazing that, of what Urban has been able to change, but the funny thing is that the one thing that is constant is he's retained some of the old players that everyone said the other guy was bad at picking. And I know it's a little more nuanced than that, but still, I know that shocks some people that had a narrative out there of what it, you know, what they thought it was. I want you guys to have a good weekend, man, and enjoy yourselves and get ready for free agents, because the next time I talk to you, we will have traction and we'll have some action and traction on who there will be some new free agents, and we'll know exactly who they are. Tune in to Locked On Jaguars here every day because it's your team every day, and subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Until we meet again next week, this is your man Tony Wiggins. Take care and enjoy your weekend.